The second relationship that we're going to explore is the relationship of trust that you have with others. In these relationships, you may develop trust over a short period of time, or it might take a long time. Some people that you have trusting relationships with, you've known for years and years, and maybe through that course of your relationship, through their actions and their deeds, they've demonstrated a steadiness and trustworthiness, and you can tell that they are going to be a person who can be counted on to do what they say, and you trust them in that way. Similarly, you can meet a person and instantly feel maybe a sense of trust. Maybe you meet somebody at an event. This happened to me recently. I met someone, and after just a moment of speaking with that person, I felt like I'd known them my whole entire life. We had so much in common, and as we continued to tell stories and talk and learn about how similar we are, we fell into an easy familiarity that felt like a relationship of much longer period of time than it actually was. It's important in trusting relationships also to recognize when maybe that relationship isn't as deep. Maybe you've known someone only a short time and you're hesitant. You don't have enough information about them to trust them. Or maybe you've known someone for a really long time, and through their actions and their words, you've seen they don't necessarily demonstrate the elements of trust that you believe are important, and you're a little bit more cautious and hesitant toward them.